would like to do the flags of this. The Pledge of Allegiance. Would you like to lead us today?
I'd rather not have the pledge.
Okay. All right. Then if you don't want to, I think I'll do it. Huh?
Only because I don't remember it
all. All right. Of my head. We're going to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Seeing how we're at home base today, I'm going to do it. So, ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Mr. Eric, you're going to give us a roll call? Or?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Carl David?
Here.
Mr. Eric Duane?
Present.
Mr. Richard Lundberg?
Here.
Mr. Robert McDonald?
Here.
Mr. Mario Yunus? Mr. Greg Rath? Mr. Dale Sofna? Mr. David Hahn?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the, we don't have a guest speaker, so we'll keep moving right along. That's my notes. And we'll go right into, okay, instead of just guest speaker, what we'll do before we go into public comments, we are very, very fortunate to have a new member on our council, Mr. David Hahn, United States Marine Corps, and I'd like for you to say a few words and let us know a little bit about you. And I made the change already.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, so my name is Dave Hahn. I'm obviously a retired Marine. Did 22 years, 10 enlisted and 12 as an officer. When I was enlisted, I was infantry, supply and logistics officer. Retired out of the Pentagon in the end of 06, did one tour in Iraq. After that, then I went to work as a government contractor, a defense contractor, supporting different agencies like the NGA and FDA. Worked for some big defense companies, small ones as well, and then moved back to Orange County in February of 2018 and started to make some roots here. So I do have three daughters. They're all in Virginia. I have twins that are 14, and my youngest is 10. So I'm happy to be a member of the board now and looking forward to working with everyone and figuring out how to work together for veterans issues. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is public comments. So, there are no cards to fill out, but if there are anybody that wants, are there any cards that anybody's filled out already? Okay. We miss Veronica. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. My notes are here. Okie dokie. Just for the record, the agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda or in the agenda. To speak on an item, complete a speaker's request form over there, identifying the items and deposit it in the box on the chairman's desk or on them. To speak on a matter not appearing on the agenda but under the jurisdiction of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council, you may do so during public comments. When addressing the council, it is requested that you state your name for the record, address the council as a whole through the chairman. Comments to individual members or staff are not permitted. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. All right. First individual is John Marwell.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Just step right over here and thank you.
Former Marine, still, just not serving in active duty.
Okay.
Have worked in the mental health department or industry for only about 15 years. Saw a lot of vets going through residential treatment programs, programs that weren't really designed to assist veterans in long-term rehabilitation. So I've pounded on a lot of doors in the Orange County area, found that we actually had no specific program in Orange County to work with vets. So we got Northbound Treatment, a program that's been up and running for over 30 years, to recently open a product called J-House, where we have wings for combat veterans, female veterans, spouses, and family members of veterans, and even a separate facility for senior enlisted officers. So, just introducing the product, we've been open for 2 weeks. So it's a brand new facility in Orange County. We're just trying to get more involved in the veteran communities and see what we can do to help our vets get some help and get basically a long-term program put together. That's it.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Hearing none, public comments are closed. For your information, sir, we have a group called the Orange County Veterans and Military Family Collaborative, and they are a group of individuals, so it's about 85 to over 100 now, with about 30 groups that meet quarterly, that has different areas for, you know, mental health, behavioral health, those types of areas, and others too. But they do have programs for behavioral health and mental health. So when the meeting's over with, I'll give you the information, so you might want to contact them so you can get involved. If you've only been involved for 2 weeks, that's a good place to maybe
I've
get started.
I've been pounding the doors a little longer than 2 weeks. I'm the vice chair of the public relations for that group.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
We knew they existed, so
yeah.
I thought we'd help with some public relations.
Okay. Well, but you
but
know
they,
about it then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And, he's right. When you get a chance, talk to Ben too, because he's the link for the area. So,
thank
you. All right. Thank you. All right. Next item on the agenda is the executive. There we go. Executive committee report. The executive committee report. We had an action item that we had to move to this meeting. And the action item was to approve calendar of Orange County Veterans Advisory Council events for the fiscal year 19-20 to be submitted through the Orange County Community Services to the Board of Supervisors for approval. The thing that we have to do is come up with a list, which I asked you gentlemen at the last meeting to come up with, but we need to get the list of events that we as OCVAC want to participate in and be a partner with, so we can get those approved by the Board of Supervisors. That makes sense to everybody. Okay. I have come up with a list that I think that we need to be involved with. And if anybody else has them and I want to share them with us now, I'll take them. Got quiet on me.
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
Are we going to have continue the process of at least once or twice a quarter to go out into the cities and have them host? So we would have to set up a schedule of who has what month and those kind of things.
Well, we still have that. That's not what we're asking. In other words,
don't count.
Those don't count. Our meetings don't count.
The meetings don't count.
Meetings
okay.
don't count. What counts is this. Like I gave each one of you a copy of the Heroes Hall dates for the different birthdays, the Army, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marine Corps birthday that Heroes Hall is going to have.
Yep.
All right? So that was the picture that we were looking at mm-hmm. earlier that I gave you. I would like for us to be a partner, Orange County Veterans Advisory Council, to be a partner with Heroes Hall on that. Or with those birthdays.
For each of these days.
For each of those days. So, and if you gentlemen agree with that, then I would put that on the list, saying that these are the ones we want to partner with.
So I move that we make these dates
Let's do a couple others we have, and we'll do it all as a
One full motion.
Yeah.
Of all
if that's okay.
Got it.
Sure. All right. Because while I'm saying it, the other, we also, we're going to put down the only meeting that we will put down that we will ask for, to, that we actually co-partner with, will be the meeting in September the 11th at the Long Beach VA. So that was the suggestion that I put that on there too, okay, because it's going to have our logo on it. The two that I put down will be the fall and spring legislative briefings that we did. The one we just did, we're going to do another one later on. We partner with, I guess, the Association of California Cities, Cal State Fullerton, the collaborative. So we want to make sure that we do that. And then if it's necessary, if we have a special Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and 4th of July, we've done so many of those, I'm not so sure that needs to be done, but we need to put that down anyway. So if that,
you need to have a specific event. It can't be generalized like 4th of July events. It needs to be 4th of July event at...
Well, it would be at Heroes Hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's fine. Yeah. No, actually, that's Veterans Day, yeah.
So are you adding that to the list?
I am, and that's why I'm kind of going through it, so if there's something y'all involved with that you want to put on, we can put this
Veterans
in.
Veterans Day or 4th of July?
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
Okay, 4th of July, if there's something, I know Huntington Beach has a big 4th of July program, Tustin has a big 4th of July program, Anaheim, I've been involved with the Anaheim Hills Parade for...
We probably should leave 4th of July to each individual member to participate in their own district because there's so many.
I'm open
rather
for that.
Rather than making one for the whole OC bank.
I'm open.
Anybody disagree with that?
Nope.
So we don't put 4th of July as a specific...
Yeah, all right. Well, that's fine.
Right, that's where I was going with it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
your participation.
Just to participate.
So if we decide as a group, OCVAC is going to go to just one, then we would put that,
correct,
that partner there. Okay. And we'll leave, I mentioned Memorial Day. I participate in two, one in Anaheim, and then another one that I go over to the hall, but that's just me. But it's just, again, we've got to go through this drill because this is the drill we have to go through. So I'm open for any other suggestions. Okay, so right now then, basically we're going to say, I'm going to put down a list to go to Renee next week on Monday. That be the Long Beach VA meeting, the all service birthdays, the legislative briefings, and the Veterans Day at Heroes Hall. Okay? All right, and we're on our own for the 4th of July and Memorial Day.
Do you have tentative dates for this fall and spring legislative updates?
Of course I don't.
Okay. Just ask.
Because one's done already.
Okay.
Of course I don't. Hey, fourth quarter, okay? we'll figure something out before... Does that work?
Yeah.
The quarter.
It does.
It works.
Well, thank you.
It works for this purpose.
Okay. Very good. All right. So I did put fall spring. So it'll probably
very
be
good.
Spring.
I wrote it down. Fall spring.
Okay.
So
all right.
The Veterans Day at Heroes Hall is on Veterans Day, 11th of November. Because there's a Marine Corps birthday the 10th.
Yes.
That's correct.
Veterans Day is always on the 11th.
Yes, I know. But is the event at Heroes Hall that same?
Probably the 11th. But we'll find out. But again, right now it's Veterans Day. We'll put it
Veterans
in.
Veterans Day.
If there's a change, we can change.
I'm assuming that's okay like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've been doing it, so just we have to follow through on the process. Now.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry we have to go through this, but it's necessary as we move forward. We're growing. Any other comments? Any other pieces? Then I'll... I'm going there. I just wanted to see if you had something you wanted to add. Okay. All right. Carl, I'll take your motion and I'll take a second.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we accept the service birthdays as listed, the September 11th joint meeting at the Long Beach VA with the LA commissioners, the fall and spring legislative updates, and the Veterans Day event at Heroes Hall as OCVAC certified events where we use the county logo.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and second.
And that they be presented to the Board of Supervisors for approval.
To OCCS.
Community Services is our department.
Yes.
So we present them on behalf I got, of that I just want, supervisors for approval.
Very good. Thank
OCCS,
you.
OCCS, got it.
Don't want to miss any of the pieces of this puzzle.
Eric's writing it, so I see his hand going faster.
Okay. Yeah, but guess what? But you know what?
I got all the dates on here, Eric.
But you know the fun part about this
I'll
is?
I'll give you my sheet.
No, I got it's right here on tape.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. So he'll be fine. All right. So it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Any abstentions? Motion carries. All right. So now I got some paperwork to do. All right. Okie dokie. All right. Now I'm going to go back to what you had earlier asked me while we're going to the executive committee report. While we're still on it, we, because of Chase no longer being involved with the group, and David taking over for second district, responsibility to host the meeting is in the month of May.
Okay.
Put you right in the breach. There's only really two meetings left on our schedule that we need to work with, and that's May the 8th and August 14th. So if you want to spread yours out to August 14th, I'll try and get with District 4 and get with Austin Meyer, who is with Supervisor Chafee's office, and see if they can fill in and do the one on the 8th.
Okay. Just let me know either way.
Okay. All right. Okay. But those are the only two meetings that we don't have someone scheduled for. All right? So let's do this. I will get back to you. I'll table this part. I'll get back to you, and we'll set something up for the May and the August meetings. All right?
Okay.
Because they have not appointed a representative from District 4 as of yet. All right. So, but as we go through this, the June 12th meeting is Eric Dane. The July 10th meeting is Greg Rath. And then the 9/11 meeting will be in Long Beach. And then the Veterans Day meeting, or the October meeting, will be at Heroes Hall. All right, that's at the fairgrounds. And then we're dark in November because it is so much going on during Veterans Day. It's no longer a day now, it's a week. You know, yeah, that's a big deal. And then we'll have some type of nice surprise like we did last year for the December meeting. We've got a couple people that are interested in having a meeting. So, I mean, Tustin's after me, Irvine's after me, there's a couple people after me to have a meeting. So, but anyway, the point is it's all covered. All right. And just for clarification, the purpose of us having a meeting the first Wednesday of the month instead of the second Wednesday is because everybody is kind of gone next week, because we're in either in San Diego, or in my case, in Houston, and so we were all doing veterans things, so it just made sense to kind of move it up here, okay? Because we would have had a meeting and nobody would have been here next week. Anyway, having said all that, that's where we are. And
before you leave those dates, I probably could fill in one of those, because John Mark Jennings offered to host us again when we were
okay.
there. So if you run into inability for District 4, District 2, not available, then I'll approach
Trust me, you are a viable alternate.
Perfect.
Okay. And I'm glad you volunteered before I asked you. All right. Next item. Any other questions or comments for executive committee? All right. Our representative that used to be on the Orange County Veterans and Military and Family Collaborative is not here anymore. But I'm going to appoint Carl Davis, our communications representative, to be on the fill the spot for the rest of the year on the Orange County Veterans and Military Family Collaborative. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, unless somebody wants to volunteer and we can vote on it.
I can do that as well.
Huh?
I can do that. I have no problem.
Well, I've got a spot for you.
Okay.
I got events for you, okay?
I see. Ulterior motive.
No, I don't have an ulterior motive. I just like working with Marines. That's all.
Very well.
He liked working with Marines so much, he made you an Army guy.
I know. I saw that.
I was actually happy.
You know. All right.
You're sitting close. You were thinking about
Well, no, let's put it this way. When we had the one of the things we did was Monday, we had an orientation. And at the orientation, Richard and David were there, and we went through the books, and I had the veteran serving Orange County veterans copy that we had from the briefing. All right? And these gentlemen, including you, you were on there then. But so when we passed it out, it was noted that they weren't on there, and Renee was taking notes and stuff, so she gave it to me. So I followed her notes, and she didn't change it and put Marines. So I went and did. I thought it would be real nice to have it for the meeting today. See? And so guess what? I made a mistake. Okay. So it's on tape. But guess what? I can solve it by 10 o'clock tonight. Let me change. But I just thought it would be real, real nice to have it updated so that when I'm down in San Diego with you, you'll have the updated list and the information to pass out to the people in, or half of the people in California, the veterans in California, so it'll be updated and right. Okay? So, you know you're a Marine. All right, moving right along to the item number 8, the Orange County Veterans Service Office update, Eric Inslee.
All right. Well, before I get to the Veterans Service Office statistics, I shared with each one of you one of the recruitment efforts for work studies, paid veterans work study program, $11 an hour, tax-free. They put quite a bit of the flyers on the back there. If you could take as many as you can handle to share with your networks, that would be great to get the word out. Our office is very busy, as I'll show you when we get to these stats. Having work studies has actually been an asset for the agency, but mostly as well as for our veteran service office. To help us with a lot of the ancillary things that we do for veterans and their families. The statistics report. So for the month of March, we did a total of 1,018 claims, or served a total of 1,018 veterans and families, 20 of which were at three outstation locations where we have a VSO. We filed 1,397 claims. A lot of those were, just our ancillary things that we do, but mostly claims work that's happening from our four service officers in the office. We did 32 college fee waivers and 274 DMV verifications that were processed. Several of you have gone through that process here. It's fairly quick. You can get through it really quickly as long as we have the information to process those. Our wait times, I would share one thing about our wait times. Our wait times for the month of March was 106 hours. I'm sorry, 106
minutes.
Be a lot. 106 minutes for the month. That's a testament to the volume, really, that comes to the office. On average, for this fiscal year, we're averaging about 75 minutes per month. So there's a lot of ebbing and flowing of foot traffic coming to our office, but for an office our size, those numbers look pretty good.
And you're not even in the heavy season for college fee waivers yet, are you?
No, no, not yet. We are getting there. I'm processing 2019-2020 right now. Again, you know, we have a process, and in that process, I think we can get through it a lot quicker now because we have some procedures that will help us based on lessons learned from previous years.
And I want to comment about the Los Al location. The number went down because I think they had a couple of no-shows and weren't able to fill with the wait list. So, but he's still working hard there. So
that's good.
Really happy that he's there.
Any more questions? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next up will be the Orange County for Vets update. Kevin.
Hi. So we had another busy month. We provided support for 209 veterans last month. We also had one of our clinicians retire. I know, it's unfortunate.
He's trying to get it up.
So we'll be unfreezing and opening up that position for recruitment as quickly as possible, so we can bring in another clinician and continue to support the veterans as best we can. That's all I have this month.
Okay. Okay. Any comments or questions? Let me back up for a second there. Eric, on this Orange County Veterans Service Office thing, is there an email or a website or something? They just have to use these numbers and call in?
They can call in, but you know, they are OC for the OC VSO email is okay to send
okay.
those as well.
Okay.
I think that's something that's monitored.
The reason why I'm asking is because I'm starting to see. Of course, it helps when you put stuff on it. We have the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council Facebook, mm-hmm. and I'm starting to put stuff on it, and people are starting to get it. I sent it out to like 1,000 people. Yeah, and so we're getting people to start to hit, and that's the best one of the better ways for me to do this, and then I can also put it on other stuff, but put it at the one stop. But this is something that we could I'll put on there.
Absolutely.
But okay, can you send me a PDF of this, please?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That way I can put that on there and then go straight to the bottom line. Put the bottom line up top and top, and then look at the flyer.
Okay.
All right. Because this is great news.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. CalVet Link update.
Okay. Thank you. So actually, this weekend, starting on Sunday, and running from April 7th through the 9th, I will be the annual CalVet Leadership Summit, and this is an annual event. And so I'll be there along with Chairman McDonald, who's been working with CalVet for a long time. And so I thought for my comments this month, I would kind of share what I'm going to have the opportunity to share at the summit on what's happening in Orange County to serve veterans. And so. That report is really an opportunity to highlight kind of some of our best practices that are happening in the county. To start with education, we have some great leadership and some great activities in the area of education that are important from a statewide perspective. So actually, Terrence Nelson from Saddleback College is leading an effort that people generally call Credit for Prior Learning. And so that's a program where service members can get college credit for classes that they took during service. And Terrence, actually, I was over there today talking to some of their student veterans, told me today that they have 58 classes currently counting for prior credit, and they'll be at 100 by the spring. And so Terrence is an expert in this. He's testifying on it all the time. And now he's working with other colleges to make that happen. And you know, we're literally talking about millions and millions of GI Bill dollars that will be saved as this grows, you know, throughout the state. So that's exciting there. At Irvine Valley College, Nancy Montgomery, she was the director there of the VRC. She has an MHSA grant to do a student veteran initiative that involves a survey that looks at mental health and other issues, data collection, and then identification of best practices at VRCs, and then we'll also involve outreach across the state to train VRCs on best practices. Okay. And then we cannot forget Tom Boskamp, of course, from Coastline College, who really at a boots to the ground level, bringing a wide array of services to his veterans, and not just his veterans, but student veterans across other campuses in areas like dental services, tax services, and computers, bringing laptops to a lot of folks. So it's had a big impact. Okay, so that's education, mental health. We have a program called the Strong Families, Strong Children Collaborative. It's also an MHSA-funded project. They'll be doing an update as well. The Child Guidance Center in Orange County is the lead on that project. It involves a couple other agencies as well, including Veterans Legal Institute. But it's really looking at mental health for the whole family. So they don't just provide services for veterans, but they are able to provide mental health and support services for family members of veterans as well. Operation Deep Dive is a national veteran suicide prevention research project out of the University of Alabama. That project has 14 sites around the country, and Orange County is one of them. So there's actually a lot of work that's gone in recently to working with the sheriff and the coroner to help get information so that we can take a case-by-case look at circumstances surrounding veteran suicide. So that's another big initiative. And there's a monthly meeting on that every month at the Attorney Center, the last Thursday of the month. And that's a pretty active meeting. Kevin is at every one of those meetings as well. Okay, housing. A lot going on with housing. Actually, in the next year, Orange County will open about 125 new units of permanent supportive housing for veterans in two separate projects, about 75 in the Santa Ana Veterans Village, and then just under 50 in a project at Placentia. We also have Volunteers of America, soon to open 40-bed transitional GPD project. And then we just learned about your project tonight, which is great. I would actually encourage you, if you can, to come to the Orange County Veterans and Military Families Collaborative Housing Committee to share this update so that the community can know about that. That meeting's on the fourth Monday of every month at the Journey Center at 1. And the other very significant thing happening with housing is in the last 6 months, the number of groups have implemented what's called a coordinated buy name list process. Okay. So what that is, it involves the VA, the county, and service providers that provide housing for veterans, all getting together every week. It happens here every week in this room at 9:30. On Tuesdays, and everyone is working together to get all our homeless veterans onto one list. Okay, we call that a buy name list, and they're all working together to make housing placements for those veterans, and it's showing great promise. So a lot of good things there. We actually have plenty of HUD-DASH vouchers right now to house our homeless veterans. The two biggest problems are that finding landlords that will take the vouchers, and then we have a good number of veterans with negative discharges who are not eligible to use the vouchers. So that's a challenge. In the area of collaboration, another significant update is the commencement of the partnership between the existing Orange County Veterans and Military Families Collaborative and UC Irvine. UC Irvine has become the formal convener for the collaborative. And in May, the first meeting of that group was held. UC Irvine is doing a lot of great work in this. They have funded a convener manager, and they hired Jeff Pagano, who used to work at the Tierney Center for Veteran Services. And so he's full-time on this project, which is pretty significant. Not a lot of collaboratives around the state have a full-time funded person. They're also going to be doing a lot of work with IT and providing research support for veteran initiatives. Okay. So that is the bulk of the report. I'll be doing it with Denton now, who's the director of the Training Center for Veterans for the first time. Turner McDonald and Chase Wickersham have provided a lot of leadership with these reports in the past, and CalVet made a decision this year to have actually the links do it as providing lead on that. So all my colleagues around the state will be part of this portion of the summit. And, that's it.
which is good.
Yeah, right.
It's great. Let the Lynx get after it.
Can I ask one
question? Why not?
Yeah. I apologize, since I'll be in Missouri at a director's conference.
Yeah.
I won't be there. But the question I have is about the behavioral health program. Who is that? Who's running that?
Yeah, the two behavioral, so the Strong Families, Strong Children Collaborative is the program, and that's a collaboration of a few different entities. So the Child Guidance Center is the lead on that. Lori Hack is the CEO of that organization.
Yeah.
And then Veterans Legal Institute is a partner, and then they also have a research component and a domestic violence provider. The name's Human Options is the DVD.
Human Options. Yeah.
And what's the research provider? I don't remember the name of the research provider.
I don't know.
Oh, and Families Forward is too. Thank you. That's right.
Yeah.
Families Forward. So if there's a homeless family, veteran family, Families Forward has funds to do rapid rehousing and provide case management for homeless veteran families.
That's a county contracted program. It was an Animations program. It was picked up to transition. It's going to be MHSA funded CNI program as of July.
And it's not just the vets, the families as well. It'll be the dependents.
Children and families.
Excellent. Thanks.
Any other questions for Ben? I do want to add that I want to say, as of this week, they're starting a veteran steering committee, the Office of Care Coordination. Okay, they're getting ready to start that, and that's what Susan Price and a bunch of other people from the VA and stuff. So actually, Eddie Falcon, Renee, Chase, and myself, and Denton have been asked to be part of that. There's a few more on there. And let's see, who else is on? Corey Vigil. So, and you. Yeah, Kevin. Yeah. So I'm just, that's hot off the press. Yeah, I mean, I don't even use my phone, man, but I remember you saying that. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really, really happening. That's it's working. Yeah. So, thank you. And again, just to back up a little bit for a little history, the Secretary Imbasciani, 4 years ago, started the CalVet Leadership Summit. Most of them, the last three, have pretty much been up north. And in Sacramento, this is the first time we've done it in San Diego. Before that, when Secretary was Peter Gravitt, he did a little bit different. He made sure that they were each one of the ethnic groups. He made sure that there was a women's veteran summit. They made sure there was an LGBTQ summit, an Asian summit, a Latino summit, and of course a Black veteran summit. So he went that route with it. But those were happening in the communities. And then the next thing you know, we went this way with it. So, again, it's been all encompassing for almost about 10 years. So, but it's nice that the Lynx are going to do it this time, so the rest of us sit back and listen for a change instead of have to break it. Yeah, good thing. Good people. And it's been growing. Okay, next on the agenda is the Communications Committee report. Council Member David.
Yes. I've given you two sheets of paper. One was a sample and one is a blank form. In an effort to make reporting easier and kind of consistent so that I have kind of a summary of all the events that you attend and not necessarily representing the council, but in your own dealings with different veterans organizations, this allows you to document them, give me as much information as possible. Then I feed that back, and then we keep an archive of that through the year. And then when we get ready next year to do the year in review, then we'll have all of those good events kind of cataloged. So I will give it to you in electrons, but I wanted you to look at it. It may be too much. You may think it's a little too lengthy. I think it covers everything, but I want your input. If you could review it, look at it, see if you have like a different header, the ability to include something else. I'd solicit your opinion. I'll give you at least a week to send it back to me with any of your comments and your recommendations for changes, and then I'll send out the final version based upon your input. If a week is enough, I'd appreciate it to get back to me, and then that way we can, because I've already received some, Rich has already sent me something, Dale sent me something, so if I can standardize it, then I'll know captions for pictures and who was there, number of people, and the event itself. So please share with me all of your information and your feedback on this, and then I'll get it out to you for your action going forward.
The importance of this is that there's so many events going on now. We've got a complete changeover from a congressional perspective in Orange County. And as you can see on the list there, we've got a lot more legislators that are involved with veterans, and especially on the supervisors level. So one of the things that we discussed the other day when we had our orientation is maybe some of the one or two of the at-large gentlemen hook up with one of the other five representatives so you can work together on a couple things so that each one of the districts will have at the end of the year, each one of the districts can come up with what they want to have in the final report. But as we go along, case in point, Friday, Congressman Lou Correa did the Vietnam program for Vietnam vets and welcome home. Really, really nice job. You see, Carl, myself, and Dale showed up. And then, of course, we had a whole bunch of other people that showed up. And it was very, very nice. It was very nice. And then we had Senator Tom Umberg, who is in our area and is also on the Veterans Committee. So we had those kinds of people, and we made sure that we took pictures with 1.5 megabytes or better so it doesn't come out blaring, because I tell you what, the supervisors will get really, really smart. Yeah, anyway, they want to be in the pictures, okay? This is a big-time deal. So I just say make it so it doesn't come out pixelated. But by doing this effort, it allows us at the end of the year or sometime in October to start working on having the ear, because that's part of our goal and part of our charter or charge to have a ear in review that we can give to them first quarter at the Board of Supervisors meeting. Okay? And again, this is just a tool to help us when we go. And there's so much stuff going on now. And we're getting ready to go into the season where, again, we got Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July, and of course now we got the birthdays, but at least we know where the birthdays are, because we're going to try and get all the legislators and everything at those points in time to Heroes Hall. Okay, but again, I'm trying to make it work for everybody. And then, but anyway, I'm just saying it because we were out there. Just go, take some pictures, get the information, and get it back to Mr. Carl, and then it's out your hair. Okay, instead of doing like we have to do at the end of the year, just go back and lay it all out.
I'd like to tie it, though, yeah, sure. As you get to the next report on the events.
Yeah.
Rather than just giving that list of events and saying they're happening, that we take a look at those events and kind of say who's planning on going, so then I know if we don't have coverage, the at-large people can be there or can fill in, and we can cover all the events if possible. And then we get a report from those events, because if they're important enough to put on the events list, they ought to be important enough for us to represent and go there and find out what's going on and come back and report it with a form. So I'd like to work with whoever.
I'm glad you said it, because you segue right into the next category, number 12, events committee discussion. And our new events committee chair is going to be Marine Daniel Hahn. Daniel Hahn, okay? If you accept, Daniel Hahn. David, Daniel, U.S. Army, Marines, David.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me have some water, man. Anybody got any scotch? Some Crown Royal? I'll feel better.
Okay.
Anyway, you, good kind sir, if you so accept.
Good.
Okay, thank you. So, as that, if we get events and stuff, we'll kind of funnel them to you. But you guys should be talking a lot.
Yeah. And I don't know if he has Chase's file.
We can get
the
some
Word document.
Yeah.
I can forward one to him, the one that Chase sent me the last one. And then you can work off of that one, David.
Okay. Yeah. No, that'd be great.
Give you something to start and work on your own format and that sort of thing. It was fairly simplistic, just a Word document with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So fairly easy. So I'll shoot you the old one, then we can talk.
And you guys can work that out. But yeah, because you're right, because you know we ought to tie into and with you on the Orange County Veterans Military Family Collaborative Group, because we know that there's one that's getting ready to come up for children, over the children program with the Lori Peck and them. That's a yearly thing, and that's going to be at La Salle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the very end of this month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll get all that
Saturday.
It's the last Saturday of the month.
Yeah.
And it's right there in the building where I am, David. So, and I'm there in Second District a lot because I work there. So I'll be happy to partner up with him and be his.
Sure. Well, we just need to coordinate where you're going. This is kind of unusual because this is the first time since I've been here. We don't have all the spots filled. We're missing one. But I mean, this is a major deal to have all you guys here. This is awesome. And again, if you have any questions, give me a shout out or send me an email or something.
Okay.
Please. Okay. That'd be great. But there's a lot of stuff going on, and that's one of the reasons why that needed to be up to date, because you have a list of all the legislators, and if they're in your area, give them a shout out. Just give them a shout out and say, hey, you know, I'm on OCVAC, and I kind of represent the area, and where we can help out, we can do something. At least let them know they've got somebody else to fall back on other than myself. All right.
Before we leave events, Eric, in the past, Chase would do the list, then he would send it to both Veronica and I to update on the website. Is that's you?
So, yes.
It's you now, right?
Yes.
Okay, I assume that. But that way, are you actually doing that in-house, or are you doing it yourself?
We're doing it in-house.
In-house. You've got somebody that updates the website.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Can I give you some more updates? Because I mentioned them a long time ago, and like outdated events and those kind of things. Maybe revise some and put some more current events up there with some of the stuff that's going on. So maybe I can come visit with you.
Oh, absolutely.
We can see if it's possible. It may not be possible. I'd like to explore that if we can.
Yeah.
And then we've got access to the Facebook too.
Okay.
And if you want to do the Instagram and all that, God bless you. Okay.
Social media is not my thing.
Well.
So my background is in cybersecurity.
Yeah,
I don't like social media.
I got you. I just threw it out there. All right. So, other than that, if there's anything else for Mr. David here. Okay.
You had
a question out there?
Oh, I just want to let you know the monthly military child event is April 27th.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Thank you. Good. Thank you. Because that's very, very important. And keep in mind, when we do the year in review, we always do it by sections. In other words, we'll do District 1, and we try to do two pages in District 1. So we would put a flyer and then maybe a picture next to it. So it's more in pictures than a narrative, because people want to look at pictures. They don't really want to read that much, as I'm finding. But we want to do that so each one of the districts has two pages. Okay, so we go all the way down. Then we do a section on the, I call it HEHE with an L, housing, employment, health, education, and legal. And then we kind of do another little overview. If you've got too much in somewhere other, then we kind of just move it out to around the county. So we have parts in there around the county, so we get a chance to make that a kind of collection of other stuff, so we don't leave it on the floor, so it's not in the other. If it was in the different districts and stuff, we could put it over, and then we do a thing for the families and I have a couple pages, or at least a page in there for the military collaborative, and then an overview of what we did for the year. So.
And we didn't have much time to coordinate that with the districts last year, but this year we're going to start ahead of time.
Yeah.
So that way you can kind of
working on 2019.
What you send me, and then we'll kind of go around the districts and kind of work together to make sure we portray it exactly like you wanted to present the district and all that you've done in the district.
And if we have to, we can combine the, in that we can do this during the communication, the events committee reports, to get all this kind of squared away in here. So, all right. Any concerns? Any comments? We okay?
With events, I don't know how it was done before. I know that Chase was bringing that list. But
yeah.
It seemed to me like he was pushing for data, and we shouldn't be pushing for data. We should be pulling it. So if these different organizations don't know where a central repository is, we need to somehow communicate that to them, that OCVAC is the place to send that information to. That way we're not beating feet and, you know, doing patrol and beat work when they should be sending it to us, because we will put that information out. So I think if we've been pushing instead of pulling, we should just, people should be sending us information on veterans events. The cities should know, city planners, I don't know who in city government should know, but they should have a point of contact in the various districts. And maybe if we do that, that will be heavy work initially, but it will pay big dividends in the end, because then we're sitting here getting the information rather than going out and seeking it.
That's I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that we talked about in the orientation on Monday was going out and doing some things that we haven't really had a chance to do. I mean, we haven't really had a full complement of individuals.
Right.
Election years kind of throw things off. All right. But that's okay. We move forward. But we are looking at trying to, we started a long time ago. It kind of dissipated going into each one of the cities. Now that we have the list of each one of the members, we got 16 cities that have veterans on the city council. All right, going to them.
But there are how many cities? 44?
34
cities.
Yeah.
So we
still. But so we still have some
points of contact.
Points of contact. But at least we've got the ones here that we can start on.
Start with them.
Yeah, and we need to tie them in, because a lot of these cities do not have a veterans website or a page on their website for the city. Okay, I remember maybe five, six years ago, we did it at Anaheim, and Anaheim had the best. So if they really want to go take a look at how a web page should look for a veteran.
I'll take it a step further and say they don't need one. They just need a redirect to our site.
But who's going to go out and tell them to need to do that? Now, that was the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't have that foot traffic, foot traffic or the foot soldier, and we didn't have a point person, okay, except when we were in our own districts trying to do it. So, I mean, you're absolutely correct. Whatever it takes. But the bottom line is, they had a link, even if the link went straight to CalVet,
sure,
which is probably not a bad, or to the VSO office. Okay, that's what we want to do. The reason why we go out and we're doing this is try to get more veterans in here. Like I said, when I walked in, when I mentioned someone earlier, when I walked in, Eddie Falcon out there, come on, I need people. I need to get some paper. I need claims. Right, but what I'm saying is, we didn't have the resources to do it. Now we do. So if we can go I plan on the next step, maybe at the next meeting when we're together. I mean, we can mention a little thing. I like to go to the city council meetings and say hi to the veterans that's there. Say, hey, well, I'm a OCVAC. We represent 130,000 veterans. Da 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 da. A little spiel, and saying I'm also here to say thank you to Mayor Art Brown, who's a Marine, who is now the mayor, so of Buena Park. Da da. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being here. And then, by the way, hopefully, we noticed when we went there, you didn't have your website up. You need somebody that we can talk to link it up or get it hooked up. That would be a way.
Yeah.
You can get that. You can do that in public comments or. If you're, I know a lot of people, so I can get to do the flag salute, and say that right before the flag salute. Okay, I mean, there's ways of getting around going to public comment, but that's what we need to do. You're totally correct, but we just didn't have the bodies to do that. So we're doing the best we can what we had for the last 7 years. I know we are.
I think when we did the training, you had a form for each of the districts.
I do.
That had the list of veterans organizations at the bottom.
Yes.
And the dates and all that, and the geography of the districts.
Would you like for me to
resurrect those, and that way we could actually document them?
Would you like for me to? Yeah. Would you like for me to send those out to everybody? Okay.
If you would send that again, and that way,
okay,
it gives an already preset format that we can grab those veterans organizations.
All right.
And then we can add the city that has the mayor.
I'll send that to you guys today.
And then it's their
Yeah.
And then share them amongst the, because the at-large don't have a district, so.
Well, I'll still share them with the at-large.
Share them with everybody, yeah.
Yeah, share them with everybody, because like you're doing a lot.
Everybody has the same information.
Yes. Yeah. But again, the bottom line is getting our word out. And again, you're right. Maybe they could hook up straight to here or whatever. Just whatever it takes to get it done. But if they need an example, go to Anaheim or go to Costa Mesa. Because the Costa Mesa people came to the meeting and stole everything that Anaheim did and put it on theirs. All right. Well, yeah, it was cool. And the other one, too, is I have, and I put up on the Black Chamber website, I have a veterans page. And you can click there. And it links to anything and everything. It links to the CalVet. It links to the cemetery, the National Cemetery, the National Business, benefits and health. I mean, I have all links. And for all the, for minority veterans, for women veterans, for veteran veterans, it's all there with a picture. All you have to do is click and go. That too. Yeah. All you got to do is click. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying it, it's important for me because if I'm telling somebody else to do it, then damn it, I better have it and my crap together. So, and I did. And it's there. And I keep it updated. So, but the thing is, we know that the VA is squared away and they've got the links and all that. So, we can go that way, which is a great idea. But it's just us getting out there, and our start is with the 16 that are here. And now that when you go to, like a couple weeks ago, we went to Cypress College, and they did the groundbreaking with all those politicians there to do the new VRC, which was really neat. So I got a chance to meet one of the city council members that was a Navy veteran, and he low-keys it. But he doesn't. He got injured somehow. But he went to the Naval Academy. See, and didn't even know it. But we were talking. But he donated $30,000 to the program for Cypress College. I mean, all we have to do is kind of ask. Not that we're looking for money right now. But I mean, and that, by the way, that's coming. We will have a marketing plan soon as some of this stuff goes through. Because Renee told me that we will be under the OCCS marketing plan, so we may kind of look at that for some of the things that we need to do. But what I'm saying is, you've got people out there that are doing things, and they want to be they're low key, but they want to be recognized. Okay.
I had a follow up though for Eric on what Eric is talking about. There's
Eric
very
Davis.
Limited work time for the website, for the OCVAC website. I know. So there's very few hours of whoever's the administrator for that. Would it be possible for us to submit stuff that could be linked there that they could create and add to what's already there so that it's on our OCVAC website?
If you send it to me, as long as I'm getting it, because I'm the administrator of the site.
Right. Oh, you're the administrator of the site?
Yeah. You're the administrator?
Oh, okay.
I'm not the one putting in the data. But
no,
I,
but
I
you're
I
the administrator of the site.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that goes back to my point that all of our information, the poll should be going straight to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's why I asked that question.
That's where
so
I was going
if
with
you're
that.
Okay with that,
yeah.
Then let's just connect
exactly
it
what yeah.
and come to you and then all of those logos and links and everything can be right there in one spot. Outstanding.
So if I go to my Elks Lodge and I talk to the representative there, there's a veterans guy. And they do this program, that program. They're going to push it to you. Is it we're going to have a kind of a link on the website, or I'm going to give them a name and an address, or we have to make it simple for these people to push that information to us.
Exactly.
Well, I guess that would be me.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. The events. Yeah. The events. Right. Yeah.
Stop so and push it.
It would
me.
Come here. Then it would go there. You kind of want to get it first before we don't want to overload him. We want it to come through us to go to him.
But.
Eric.
Okay, so we're going to be handing out names and addresses or something like that. So, to whoever can push this information to us.
Well, you're not
simple.
Talking about a specific event. He's talking about a website that handles them.
Yeah.
So that would come here. Events, specific events would come there. Mm-hmm. But if you come up with a link, then shoot it my way, and then I'll compile it all and keep feeding it to you. And that way we'll keep, I'll keep track of the list that I've sent you, and then, you know, do a, our due diligence, make sure they're all listed.
Yeah, we still haven't answered my question. So the guy's name is Jim at my Elks Club. He wants, if he can just have a link on your website, and it pops a little quick dirty form. He fills it out, says take it, enter it, and then it gets to you guys.
As long as it meets the county's guidelines.
Yeah, we
you mean a web-based form?
I don't think that, I think the membership type thing, we're talking about specific veteran support programs.
Yes.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. So it probably has to be within the criteria.
Yeah.
And maybe you could give us that criteria.
Yeah, and that would be a good...
Find out what that is, Eric, so that we don't overstep our bounds and put something on there that
I understand that. And are we interested in outreach for veterans that comes from these other service organizations that aren't a member of this? Do you want to know that?
Absolutely.
This Elks goes to, they do bingo at the Veterans Hospital. They go there twice a year and do barbecue dinner for those people there. They're finding this stuff out.
Yeah, those would be events that specifically, that's what David's talking about.
Yeah.
Those support events really should be listed.
So if I make it a point at every Elks Lodge or VFW in the county, and provide this information and request or invite them to keep us informed of what they're doing, we need an easy way for that information to get to us.
Yep.
You had a question out there.
And I'm sorry, but...
No, you don't have to be sorry. You can.
It's a landing page you set up. It's real simple. They submit all their events. Every veteran organization can submit by city. You guys approve the events, and it goes straight onto your website, a connection back to theirs.
That's how
it's super simple, and you just go, I live in San Clemente, what veteran events are there, and it's just every group that does something in San Clemente is on your landing page. So you become the one source.
Is that what OCFA, as the collaborative does? You're on the PR group. Is that what the so
that's
we've got so we have access to the collaborative?
Correct. So
okay, so we
it's
another one. That's another one we got access to for information.
Yeah.
And you'll get.
So the landing.
Wait. Let's do this. We've got this
we've
a wonderful discussion.
Working, so
we've got it working. Let's just kind of coordinate, because like I said, we've never had this kind of power.
We'll come out with something. Eric and I will get our heads together for guidance and figure out a process in place that we can do that landing page and all the specifics of how it works.
I have a Marine that's not too bright, and I think we can call him.
I knew a lot of those.
10 years.
Whoa!
Well, I mean, I carried him around a long time. I carried him around, so I know. Being part of the Gator Navy. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, I'm loving the discussion because it's interactive. I don't think we've had this. This is great stuff, guys. Thank you. Next on the agenda is our council comments. So. Eric, you got any comments?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I said, oh, yeah.
Okay. So, on Friday at 9 a.m. at Cerritos College.
This coming Friday. Okay.
We will be doing the VetNet Ally Seminar. So, those of you who are not familiar with it, I wanted to open the door to you. Come on in. I'll give you my contact information after the meeting. I'll give you my card, whatever you want. If you would like to come, it's from 9 to 1. And what VetNet Ally does is it seeks to educate members of campus communities on the different issues that student veterans face when they go from combat to classroom, from service to school, whatever it is, the different issues they face, the different types of funding that they're open to, the services that are out there for them that many of them don't know about. So we're educating a cadre, a core of supportive people at the college environment, not just to create an inclusive and supportive environment, but establish a network on campus of visible allies that can actually help them and point them in the right direction when they need it. So that's going to be going on Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We go everything from the basics, the numbers, the statistics specific to Cerritos College, and I know that's in LA County. However, there are many folks who are within driving distance. If you haven't been to it, it's a great experience. It ends with a student veteran panel, so we get our own students to come in and we ask them questions and they share some of their experience going to school, and then we feed people. So what more could you ask for? You sit there, you learn, and you learn how to be an ally to this, what I think, one of the most valuable communities on a college campus, which is our veterans.
Yes, the program is, we've had it twice at the college, and it's so valuable for especially faculty and staff at the campus level, because they learn to recognize and understand veteran culture, veteran mindset, different things of, we've actually, because of that, we have faculty recognize when a veteran is in distress, and understand, oh, there's something going on here, and they end up all over the campus. They have the stickers, and they're veteran and allies stickers.
That's the visible part.
So veterans know you can go to that person and confide in them and talk to them, and they're going to understand what you're going through and talking about.
Yeah, that's part of creating the visible ally committee or cadre group of folks on campus, is that sticker. We also have buttons. So we have adjunct faculty that may not have office space, and so we have buttons for them. They can put them on their bags, whatever it is. We just want to make sure that our veterans on campus have all the resources available to them. And so that's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday at Rios College. If you want to go, let me know. I'll get you parking, whatever you need to do to get there. Just to come and experience this at least once. The program was created by Marshall Thomas, who's now at the Chancellor's office.
Patrick O'Rourke.
Patrick O'Rourke. And one other guy who, name on the tip of my tongue, but the three of them collaborated and created this program. It was built at Cal State Long Beach, Go Beach. And now both of those guys, Patrick O'Rourke and now Marshall Thomas, both gone through the Chancellor's office. I worked for 4 years to get that program at Cerritos College. We had Marshall come. He trained us, so we have train the trainer. One of the successful parts of the program, I think the only way that it works is if there's a veteran instructor, which I take up that, and then I have a co-chair, which is a sociology professor, who assists me on that. But it's fantastic. If you haven't seen it, please come. Open invitation. That's all I have to pass.
That's a lot. That's good. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to the Veteran Program Directors Consortium that was hosted at Chapman, and Tom was an integral part of that, and several of us were there. But it was, I inquired of you to get me on that, at least on the invite list, and hopefully I'll be on the invite list every time. But they talked about some of the people were high speed, like, and I'm probably not going to say his name right, Blas Villalobos.
Chapman.
Yeah, the VRC director, Chapman. Yeah. And Terrence Nelson was there, as you already gave him a shout out. And Denton was there. He talked about deep dive. So that's cutting edge. And Tom, your crowd is really a great group. And I'm hoping that I can participate and bring and sing the praises of that group, because there's a lot of good veteran stuff going on in Region 8 and the Region 8, the community college region that's in our area here, and Ben goes there as well. So big shout out to that, and I'm glad I was a part of it and want to be a part of it going forward. That's all.
Okay then. Reggie?
I'm good.
Well, you don't want to tell us about the one more time, when is it, the primary of dinner on...
I'll have to close that invitation. No, I will if you want me to. Actually, there's one item. We as members, if we come up with resources that we think everybody in these 150 organizations might be interested in, how do we disseminate that information? The example I'll give is the first time that, if you're interested, I was in Florida on vacation, and I was in a restaurant, and there was this flyer, which I have here, Location to Help Veterans. It's down in Florida between Fort Myers and Orlando, and I called him. I talked to him for about a half hour, and he had a 7-day program. Fly you on Sunday and let you get home on Saturday. Everything's paid for, including the veterans of PTSD and things like that. So I thought, wow, this really sounds good. And it's no expense to whoever participates. And I bet there's a lot of organizations that we deal with that like to send people to this thing. It's not local, but their flights included. And they offered to send, have one of us come. And that includes the wife, by the way, no kids. to pay for the wife and house both. I take them out to dinner every night. So that is an example, one example I have, a resource that I think everybody should be aware of and maybe might want to make use of. Hmm. How do we do that? We maybe give it to you. I've already sent you an email. So you would have to look at it and approve it, and yeah, this is good for dissemination, then we have to get the word out.
Let's discuss that. I mean, the thing is, it probably, my first inclination, this would be better served for us to give to or utilize to the Orange County Veterans and Military Collaborative.
Sure.
Because that's not run by the county.
Correct.
It's not run by the county.
Because I was afraid Eric was going to say there.
No, I was going to catch you before he got there.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
I catch you before he got there. Yeah. No. Well, we've been down this road before. Yeah.
So I'd love to see somebody research it and send it.
Yeah, well, but I think that's a great idea, especially with the deep dive with that we're talking about with Denton and over at Tierney Center, at the Goodwill Center. I mean, that was a great idea. But we got it. That's something that could be used, that could be helpful, but we can't do it through us because we are representing the county. And so everything we do goes through the county.
So I would rely on you to take this information,
okay,
the knowledge you have, and then just pass it on to whoever is.
That I could do. Would you send it to me again, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I have two things.
Okay. Oh, see, now you got fired up. But anyway, I like that idea. But that's something, like I said, we can give to the go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just one quick thought on that. I mean, I think that with UC Irvine coming aboard with the collaborative, there's a lot of awareness, the need for, you know, better website, you know, better information sharing. And there's going to be a strategic planning day for the collaborative, and I think that's got to be a part of it. And with VCI having a program manager, there should be resources now where these events can go to one place and they can get up on a site. So I think we're in a position where these kind of things should be able to work, not just through the OCPAC, but definitely through the collaborative.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that because tying into it, having talked to Tiana Johnson and the vice chancellor, the interim vice chancellor over there, Dormitorio, right? They, because it was kind of brought up at the last OCVAC steering committee meeting. Well, we know we need to go get a 501c3. We got to do all that, and you know, and some wanted, some didn't. But the way Irvine's kind of looking at this thing is, you know, guys, don't worry about it. We'll handle that. If there's something that comes along, you need something. When you get your budget at the steering at the whatever their training or whatever they have their retreat. Tell us what you kind of need, and then we'll try to work out some resources because they're going to be a research group, and we do that. And that's where this would fit in because you'd have an opportunity. Yeah, and I think that's smart because we've got to be real careful because we've been fighting to try to get marketing, you know, for 7 years. And you had some members on the board that don't want to raise money, and you had someone that did, and there's little small things we're trying to get, and we can't, and the money's to print the books and all that, you know, and then unfortunately, you've got people like you guys over there at OC for Vets, Kevin, you know, lose people, then you can't get, you know, you get people here, then they go out, and then they leave, and then they get attorney leave, and you got all these different things that comes out, and it's kind of hard for us to market and stuff. But, you know, I agree with you. I think that the Irvine piece.
It fits into the conversation we're having as a community of providers anyway.
Yeah.
You know, at the deep dive meetings, we're meeting next month, and we're talking about working together as a community to identify the resources that are available for our veterans, so we're actively working as a team and not as isolated organizations. But we're bringing resources like this to the group through the collaborative and sharing that information.
And the collaborative now is going through its growing pains and it's kind of moving forward. It's going through its 3 to 5 year plan, and now it's moving again. 7 years ago, I guarantee you, we didn't have all this 7 years ago. We had only just a little bit of money coming in from VOALA just to help out one veteran a month. All right, and then there was some other stuff going on that was illegal, but anyway, but we won't get into that. But I mean, but we have moved forward to where we can have these types of discussions. We're not LA, and we're definitely not San Diego, and San Diego is probably the most sophisticated group around. Okay, LA is LA. We've been the redheaded, freckle-faced stepchild for a while, but now we're kind of looked at as, wow, we're entrepreneurial, we're making things happen, we're doing some different things, and we're growing. And these kinds of things that you're talking about and you're talking about and what we're doing here, like I said, it's starting to come together. And tied into the other organizations, so like the collaborative and those things, it makes a big deal. And then we can, like you said, get that information out. I'm happy because we've got 130,000 veterans here, and we maybe touch, as I told you guys the other way, maybe touch 30 to 50,000, perhaps. Where's the other 100,000? Okay, or 80,000, whatever the case may be. But we're trying to get there, and we're doing that. Because, like I said, 7 years ago, we didn't have any of this. We really didn't. It was just all so segmented and blocked off in Cornrise. But thank you. What's the other one?
I went to a homeless seminar at one of the local synagogues. There was a lady, there were three people there. Her name is Bex Hayhoe. Her first name is B-E-C-K-S Hayhoe, and that's some of the email I'm going to send you.
Okay.
And the one statistic that caught my attention, they said they have zero veterans homeless in Riverside County. And their goal is to do the same for Orange County. Okay, that's what she said.
Right.
Well, that's a very lofty goal. I like that. And she agreed to be a front person, first contactor. And she already works with the Orange County Supervisor. So some of you here may have. It's United Way that she's part of. And she is willing to come to these meetings and talk to us, and if we want her to stand up and have a little 5-minute talk like we sometimes do at these meetings, she'd be willing to do that. So just another resource, if you don't know of her, contact her, and she will help with homeless vets.
Okay.
So I've got all the information in that email. And
they do use a federal standard for accomplishment, so it's like if 12% of the vets are still homeless, that counts as zero because they're homeless by choice.
Oh, well, that may be. I can't answer that question.
It just sounds good to say you were
homeless by choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like going to the VA, you know, homeless by choice, or going to another doctor. Right? Yeah. And then also, too, on another side note, that on the veterans homelessness and zero, you know, there's a lot of the groups out there saying it really it's kind of hard to say you're going to get to zero homelessness for vets, because there's a lot of people, like students and those kinds of things, that are sleeping in cars that you can't get to, so you don't know. Yeah, but anyway, it's a good thing to have her come in and speak, whatever. I mean, that's just cool. Let's know. Okay. I mean, it's open. It's open dialogue around here. We've got public comments. Okay. You got anything else?
Okay.
Those are good comments. Good kind, sir.
Well, so for me, it seems like I'm a little behind the power curve because everyone else has been in the county for many years. So I'm going to do my best to get up to speed and figure out where I can plug in and make myself useful and be of service.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try and be as brief as possible. Let's see. I've got my notes are I've got to send to people the district paper, so I'll send that out, the little district form that we had. I'll send out that to everybody tonight. I've got to get the schedule updated, and that's when I'll get with you, and I'll get with Austin during the week and see if we can come up with something for those two dates.
Okay.
And I need to update the veterans serving of the veterans in Orange County. What I may do with that, I'll send that out as fast as I can, but when we get back from San Diego, what I may do is put together a little veterans voice, or what did I put together? I had a little thing I made a long time ago, veterans views for us. We can put some little stuff together so we can kind of tie in some of the things that we're talking about doing, and that we can blend in. I'll get with you on that for the communications thing, so we'd have something. You know, so when we do go to these meetings and stuff, we got something to talk about.
Yeah, you're talking about a script.
Yeah.
No,
well, not necessarily a script, but something.
But it would give us all the information that could be included as we.
It's something I did a long time ago. It's just a little like little veterans views and have some pictures and stuff. And it would have the. I'll put in there also the 16 cities, the mayors, the pro tems, all that, and a different. So you'd have something you can look at and maybe pass out. And then as we close, just keep in your thoughts and prayers. Ms. Van de Bresnan, who used to be, in fact, actually, she has been the only woman chair veteran of the council. She had a stroke, but she's getting a little bit better. I called her husband the other day, and he said she's getting a little bit better, but she still lost some of her memory, and she's trying to get it back. But I just want you to kind of keep her in your thoughts. But she's getting better. I just thought I'd like to. We've done it a couple times where I tried to, at one or two of the meetings, I tried to bring some of the old past presidents and chairs of the group in so everybody can see that, you know, so they could see how far we've come when they pass the baton to someone else. So, other than that, if there's nothing else to come before the group, thank you very kindly. I found this to be a very, very productive meeting. Thank you guys for your input and information. Thank you, Eric, and thank you, Kevin, for all your stuff. And thank you all for coming. Meeting adjourned.